Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Welcome to the New Earth Architectress podcast. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I am an architect, alchemical healer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for women architects, landscape architects, interior architects, as well as men and women, property owners, land stewards, that supports them to create and birth their dream sanctuaries through a new modality that bridges spirit with architecture. First of all, I want to wish you all a happy new year. We are have entered the portal of 2026. 2026 is a big one. Can you all feel it? Those of you who are empaths, sensitive to energy, sensitive to the weavings of spirit and the cosmos and how they weave, these energies weave into our collective and weave into the very fabric of our earth. You are probably feeling the energies that something is shifting, and you may be feeling the energies in your personal life. You may be feeling them in your physical body. You may be feeling them through downloads and visions that you're receiving. You may be feeling them through your dreams. You may be feeling them through relationships that perhaps feel outdated, and you are receiving the intuitions to lay those relationships to rest and foster new ones, foster ones that are nourishing for your personal growth, as well as your business, as well as your design practice, as well as your creations. 2026 is really the marking of entering the new earth at a whole other level. While the full manifestation of the new earth, there's still some years until we reach that point, and quite many years actually. We are very much though at the gates, and the gateways bring in this energy from the future that is the new earth. And these energies, I'm just seeing visions of these beings that are calling all of you, the ones who hear the call to build the temples of the future, to build the sanctuaries for our new earth. There are beings calling you from this future, and they are selecting the beings, or rather the humans, the architects who are ready to be the torch carriers for the new earth. And we're entering new earth at a whole other potent level this year in 2026. And this podcast episode is about helping you to be equipped to enter this new era of humanity as an architect who holds the keys to our future, to our new earth, holds the keys to partnering with nature, holds the keys to how to bridge spirit with form. They are within you. But it's likely that you have buried them so deep in a very, I'm seeing this chest and it has a bunch of locks on it. And you have buried this chest so deep into an abyss within you, within this earth. And you've been protecting these keys, these codes, these seeds for such a long time. And it was your task to protect them for such a long time. It was your task through eons and eons of time to hold and carry these codes and bring them into where we are now, at this point in the evolution of consciousness, of humanity's great unfolding. And so it's now time for you to unlock this box, this treasure, to go deep within the abyss and remember what was held within this box that you've kept safe for so long. And it's quite likely, and I use the word remember, it's likely that you've forgotten a lot of it. I had amnesia for a large part of my life. Amnesia from the world of spirit. Walking around with a very foggy mind, a foggy way of being. And this was a mechanism that I used to hide from the world and hide from myself. So what I want to do is support you with the tools to be able to dive deep within and uncover those keys that will support you to bridge spirit with form. It requires deep work. It requires undoing the indoctrination that we have been put under as architects in the field. Architects working, studying, training to be licensed, working to create buildings. While that paradigm isn't all bad, it's founded on a system that doesn't acknowledge the world of spirit. And when you don't acknowledge the world of spirit, you actually reject the feminine. You reject the divine feminine. For you high achievers out there, like myself, you've likely gotten many awards. You've succeeded in many of the projects. You're a leader, a team leader. You have created, birthed many beautiful buildings. And maybe some of you have just are beginning on that journey, but there are a few projects you have under your belt. And they are a testament to your hard work, your capacity to track many things at the same time, many details at the same time. And they are proof that you have the ability to execute blueprints at a certain caliber, a high caliber. But all that work comes with quite a lot of stress and grind, quite a lot of depletion. And at the end of the day, and where you are right now, I was there some years back prior to COVID hitting. There is a void within. You don't feel fulfilled. You're good at what you do, but you are exhausted, you are depleted, and you feel like a big piece of the puzzle is missing. I am one of those beings from the future. And I am telling you that you can let all that go now. There is a whole world opening up for you right now as we speak, a whole world of opportunities. And this whole world is not just airy-fairy in the cosmos, in the future, a what if, oh, how great would that be, a dream, a vision. No, this is very grounded. There is a whole world right now that is being built on Earth with real people that want to break free from the matrix. They want to build healing homes, gardens, communities, temples, spiritual centers that are honoring the spirit of the land, honoring the rhythms and cycles of life, of nature, honoring the goddess. They are people of all walks of life. Business people, hotel owners, families, communities, musicians. Investors, doctors, scientists, ex-army. I was just about to say ex-army veterans, vets. People from all walks of life all around the world are now gathering and preparing for what's coming. Some of them are preparing to a point, we call them preppers, where they are preparing for something that they feel is going to be kind of like apocalyptic. Some of them are preparing for a new wave of wellness, the wellness industry, because it's actually booming right now. And so they're all putting their investments into that field. All walks of life. And when I talk about these preppers who are preparing for something that's potentially apocalyptic, I don't want to plant any fear seeds in all of you. I don't walk around every day, paranoid that, a meteor is going to hit Earth, for example. I'm not choosing to live with that kind of doomsday scenario at the forefront of my thoughts. But I do choose to be eyes wide open, and I have the capacity through years and years of esoteric studies, meditation work, spiritual studies. I have the capacity to see between the lines of society, if that makes sense. And I have the capacity to read what is occurring in the collective and what the powers that were are attempting to feed us, feed society and convince society of, or convince them to go on a certain path. I mean, AI is one of the most controversial topics. I personally feel that AI is going to and is already draining our creativity, our capacity to think clearly, our capacity to be direct channels to spirit. I do use AI very little bit, a tad to support me with some kind of mechanical tasks. Other than that, I choose to birth architecture through my human hands, my heart, my soul, and really be a transmitter, a vessel for these blueprints to birth on Earth. If there's a digital shutdown, what do you do, right? You're not going to have AI when all that shuts off. And I'm not saying it will, but again, this is part of being eyes wide open here. The human being has a technology within that is way, 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 way more sophisticated than AI. And we are only just discovering that. And I'm saying this in the way that Greg Braden said this in one of his interviews. Oh goodness, was her name Liz or something? There was an interview that I watched on YouTube. It was very inspiring. And we really are at a crucial turning point, a crucial fork in the road. And coming back to the energetics of these messages that are coming from New Earth, just imagine, feel, there's a pulse. Colors, you may see colors, you may feel the energy, you may feel the love. And when I say New Earth, I'm talking about a benevolent place, a benevolent being. I'm not saying everything is rainbows and butterflies, but a New Earth that is of the right timing for humanity. A new earth that has been built because humanity has done the necessary work, the spiritual work to attain that level, rather than taking shortcuts with synthetic operation systems. That's what's coming through right now. No, I'm talking about the true organic natural path that takes us to enlightenment. What does this have to do with architecture, and what does this have to do with 2026 and this whole other level of New Earth, this gateway that I'm talking about? So there's this energy coming, pulsing, and it's calling the spirit architects out there on this earth right now. And this pulse is illuminating those keys, those codes that have been hidden within you for so long. Those keys and codes that you've kept safe for so long. You've protected them. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. We needed them to be hidden. It was the correct thing to do. But now they must be utilized. They must be utilized so that we anchor in these beacons of light on various nodes, chakra points of the earth, to help Mother Nature, Mother Earth, evolve, and to help ourselves evolve. Since this pulse from the New Earth is now cranked up on higher volume in 2026, there are more and more people out there who are yearning and longing to build these spaces, these temples. That means that you have a lot of work. You have a lot of clients. There's a lot of abundance flowing to you right now as we speak. But it's going to require you to lay down the ways that you have been operating that have been keeping you small. The ways that you have been operating that hide your spiritual gifts. Dim them down. Damp them out, if that makes sense. Dampen them. Perhaps you have been only selecting a few projects to work on and weave your spiritual magical tools with just a few projects. And it could be that you're actually also not even charging that much for working on those specific projects. But then, you know, you are still working super hard on more conventional projects for clients who actually don't make your heart sing. That's an awful lot of expenditure of energy. It's like your body is having to do acrobatic tricks to maintain the two personas. The professional, quote unquote, architect out there, and then the witch architect in the evening, you know, hiding from everyone else. This is a situation that many of my clients who have come to me for their for mentorship they've been in these situations. I have been too. I've been in these situations as well. And it was only until I actually decided to quit architecture that and allow myself to explore and open up the Aisha, who is the spiritual woman, the Aisha who is the divine feminine, the Aisha who has the magic. It was only until I decided to quit that world and open up into a world where I studied alchemical energy healing. I went deeper into anthroposophy. I went deeper into esoteric studies. I went deeper into my meditations. That world actually told me, guided me, the spirit guides guided me to start to weave spirit back into architecture. You may have heard this story several times. For those of you who are new to my community, really I decided to quit. But my guides told me I couldn't quit and that it was my task to bridge spirit with form. And I know you as a spirit conscious architect, a high achieving spirit conscious architect, it's your task to do the same. And I'm a torch carrier for this movement, the sacred blueprint movement of priestess architects who are really going to save the planet. It sounds like a Hollywood movie or a, you know, but this is exactly what we're doing. So these energies coming from the new earth, they're activating everyone. Everyone is waking up to the fact that we need to build our world in a new way. Tapping ancient wisdom, tapping the wisdom of nature, tapping the wisdom of the cosmos, the divine Sophia wisdom, and bringing all that into our architecture practice. Now, it may feel overwhelming for you, like, ah, Aisha, how are we going to do that? How is that possible to bring all of that into our architecture practice? It is. It is possible. It is because you are a manifestation of the macrocosmos. You are the microcosmos. It's all about your walk. It's all about the way you practice, the way you connect and relate with your clients. It's about the way you form a relationship with the land, form a relationship with the soul of your clients. And I've discovered a way that brings so much ease and joy and creativity, magic to the design process. And this is my signature system, the sacred blueprint. And I'm so excited to be now equipping the spirit architects who are hearing the call, these pulses from the new earth, equipping you all with these tools, the sacred blueprint tools. What's exciting about this too is that the sacred blueprint does not force you to design architecture in a certain style. It's not like, oh, all of a sudden everyone needs to start to create buildings that look all the same, right? That's the ingredients for what spiritual architecture should look like. No, it's actually a system that supports you to get even more creative and more unique with your architectural forms. Whether you are an architect who works more with additions, interiors, existing buildings, whether you're a landscape architect who works with gardens and parks, or an architect, for lack of a better way of saying it, who is birthing new constructions. So this pulse coming from the new earth. The other thing I want to share with you, it's time to come out of hiding. It's time to go down into that abyss and bring up that chest that you've locked up for so long. And some of you may even be getting emotional right now. I'm actually even feeling a little bit of emotion because there are parts of me that I'm still unlocking and allowing to be brought to the light. And I know that it's time. It's time. And so this is going to require several things, and it's going to be different for all of you, but what I've seen are some themes from the years that I've been mentoring women architects. Ostracization, fear of being ostracized. I used to be terrified of being ostracized from the Architecture Association for speaking the world of spirit. Ostracization is a big one. And with that comes a fear of being ridiculed, not taken seriously. And there's also a fear that you're going to lose people. A fear that if you cross over and go full on and merge these two personas together, that the persona on one side who has been managing the old world, the old paradigm, and that world includes relationships, could be your partner, it could be a business, an office, right? An architecture studio. What else could it be? There's so many other aspects, right, that could be affected, or a part of that world rather. But once you start to give more attention, light, allow the priestess architect within you to rise out of the abyss, you may be terrified. That part of you who's been trying to maintain that other persona will probably likely feel very threatened. You may lose, again, you may be fearing losing clients, fearing losing your husband or your wife, if there are any men listening to this podcast. You may be fearing losing even your children. Like that, and it may not make sense right now. And I don't want you to start overanalyzing things right now as I speak. Just listen to what resonates with you. you may fear losing your credentials, your credibility, your various, just picturing like badges, right, on you, like all these different badges, all these different certificates, certifications, badges, licenses. Oh, what will they think if I start talking about fairies? If I start talking about Mother Earth as a living being? If I start talking about angels? Look, it's not for everyone. What I share isn't something that I think all architects out there are ready for. But what I can boldly say is, and in confidence, is that, or with confidence rather, is that this is the future. Whether people like it or not, the new earth is coming, whether people like it or not. And the new earth cannot even, it cannot even be conceived if it doesn't acknowledge the world of spirit. So that new system, that new structure, this new grid. People talk about 4D, going into 4D, going into 5D. It is impossible for it to occur without people awakening to the world of spirit. It's not just a nice to have anymore. It's not like, oh, we're just going to add a little bit of feng shui onto this project proposal. Oh, we're going to add a little bit of the magical stuff. Just sprinkle it on the side, right? No, 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 no. This way of walking emanates and vibrates from the very start of the project and is a critical foundation, if not the foundation, to kickstart the design process. It's even integrated into my agreements with my clients. So what I see often happen is that women will, who are interested in working with spirit and magic and energetics, they'll accumulate all this information about energy, about maybe geomancy, about ley lines and water lines, about power spots, about ancient sacred temple architecture, sacred geometries, etc. But they're still just taking in information like we used to. And it's very much, you can see if you're watching the YouTube video, I'm just taking information with my hands into my head realm. But that's just more information. And while a lot of that information is valuable, and I'm not saying the head realm is all a bad thing, we need to use our heads. I'm using my head right now. I'm thinking to be able to transmit this podcast episode to you. But what ends up happening is that they collect all of this information and then they just continue to operate their businesses in the same way they did before. In the typical consulting model, which is actually founded on the dollars per hours system, which is, in my perspective, a slavery system that will only deplete you over time. So, and then there are a whole bunch of other aspects to that old consulting model that positions often architects as slaves to their clients. And they often don't value their own time enough. And they are doing way too much work for free. There's actually a few I've noticed on LinkedIn. one or two people, guys, who are now, you can start to see there's some coaches out there for architects, right? Like architects who are now coaching architects on how to make money. They're waking up, right? People are waking up to the fact that, whoa, architects have just done way over their hours, right? How many times have we done overtime to get a project complete? I mean, it's like only, I feel like only us can really understand like what that is all about, right? Okay, I shouldn't say that either. I mean, there's plenty of other fields out there where people are doing overtime, but architecture is one of the top fields that are that require a lot of hours attention. But it's so funny now, even now I'm thinking about it, because it's all time, it's all malleable, it's all massageable. We can bend time. I mean, where, why has it been founded on that? Can you imagine, or not rather, not can you imagine, but feel into that, the impact that that makes on the output, on the out, on the actual architecture. All this stress has been put into creating that building. I'm not saying hard work is a bad thing. There are times in my business where I do have a few days where I am in a zone and I'm creating, producing at a higher volume tempo. But when that goes on for too long, and that's the output, that's the masculine energy, right? When we're constantly in our masculine, then the building is just, it's gonna fall apart after a certain amount of time. When I say the building, I mean the building within you, okay? It's not balanced, it's not sustainable. You're going to burn out. And if you are reaching the middle of your life, like myself, you know, we're starting to look, think about our health. Like, oh, right, I gotta deal with that weird. And I'm being honest here because I'm actually pushing on my hip right now. Like, there's this spot on my hip that kind of feels like locked. And, you know, I can't ignore that, right? Otherwise, it could turn into something that really holds me back from creating my beautiful architecture, right? And so we're now starting to realize that we have to prioritize our health. But that old paradigm system is not allowing us to do so. I was on in conversation with another spirit architect who was telling me that she has barely any time to breathe. And it was during COVID, and she had barely any time off, even when she was suffering from COVID. Like, it's horrible. There are some firms and architecture offices now that are more child family friendly, which I think is a good thing. People are waking up in different shapes and forms, different ways. So coming back to this energy, this frequency that's coming, sending the signals from the new earth. Notice these parts of you that are could potentially be sabotaging the priestess architect from emerging out of the abyss. Notice those parts of you who want to block that chest of treasures from being opened. What are those parts? Notice. You may have voices inside telling you that you're not good enough, that there's no way in hell that you could lead a successful business by bridging spirit with design openly, unapologetically, boldly. You may be, like I mentioned before, fearing that you're going to lose a partner. You may think that they're going to judge you. They may ridicule you. What are you, crazy? Are you crazy? You're going to start actually talking about spiritual beings or energy and spirit in your architecture practice. Just notice the dialogue, the conversation, or the messages, the talk that's going on in your head. It's important to listen and not push that away. And what helps me is to actually write it all down in a journal, so that it actually gets out of your head and onto paper. And I use various tools like breath work, the tapping as well. I'm not a certified expert in the tapping, but you can search online for people who are working with tapping. There's also another, is it EFT? Okay, I think that's what it's called, but there are various ways that you can work with these thoughts to help them transmute and then shift that into a thought that is nourishing, empowering, a thought that supports you to allow this priestess architect to emerge from the earth. The priestess architects are like the new plants emerging from the earth, and these new plants are the keys for the new architecture. That's what I'm seeing right now. The other thing that supports the emergence of the priestess architect is a knowing that you don't have to do it alone anymore. The new earth is about community. It's about collaboration. It's another thing that the old paradigm has taught us, is that the architect, the star architect, does it alone. Now, some people may argue with me about that, because of course we've got firms all over the world with hundreds of people in them. You know, anywhere from a 5-person firm to, you know, hundreds, right? But it's still like the solo architect, more or less. It could be a partnership, but generally it's the architect. I'm not explaining this very well, but I think you know what I mean. It's more ego-driven. And I felt competition. I was competitive in university. I was competitive with my peers. And some of them were competitive with me. And it was something that almost was like fostered, but silently fostered. None of the teachers were openly, the professors were openly saying everyone needs to be competitive, but the education system was programming us to be so. That is also not a very healthy way of living. And that is not going to get humanity anywhere. Again, this is the unhealthy masculine running the show. So I invite you to journal those thoughts down. But on the other hand, I want you to start to journal, what does it mean to be a priestess architect for you? What kind of a world does the priestess architect get to build, or rather initiate? What does she hold the torch for? And one of the core impulses of the Sacred Blueprint Global Movement and this sacred blueprint, sacred council that I'm building with priestess architects is about community. That we don't have to do it alone. And that we can support each other through all of our panic attacks. Maybe not all of them. And I recommend that you seek support from, you know, from good practitioners, healing practitioners to support you through something like consistent panic attacks or something like that, or anxiety or depression. That said, a circle of women, the power, the potency, the medicine that comes through coming together with kindred souls who speak the same spirit language, that can really move mountains, both in your personal life, your business life, your health life, your relationship life, and it just keeps expanding from there. So community, I'm here to tell you that 2026 is a gateway for you to now officially come out of hiding, to start to bridge spirit with form openly. It is safe. That's another thing I wanted to tell you, that it's safe now. You can come out. And there are so many loving, excited, eager clients who are waiting for you on the other side. They all exist. They are there. And they need you. Because on another level, if you keep hiding, it starts to get selfish. It does. Because you know you have that gift within you. You have the gifts. You have the power. You have the magic. And now it's time to serve this planet with your magic. There are a few pathways that will support you to do exactly this. Exactly this. Helping your priestess architect to come out of the dark, out of the abyss. Number one is the VIP Ephesus retreat in Turkey. This is an intimate container that I lead with my collaborator, Anemona Krishan. It is a powerful portal for you to connect with the keys and codes to creating the sacred architecture, the sacred blueprints of our new earth. And Ephesus is one of the biggest power places in the world, and the goddess speaks through these lands. Artemis, the goddess Artemis, was at the center of spiritual, social, cultural life at its high time. But the goddess is evolving, and the energies there are also evolving, and you're going to get a taste of exactly what I mean. And these energies are going to support you to activate that priestess architect within you, activate your spiritual intuitive gifts, and I will support you with a pathway, with tools, with energetic tools, that will help you actually succeed in that task rather than just, you know, floating concepts up in the air. No, we want you to succeed in real life, in business, so that you attract abundance on a regular basis, consistently. Joy on a regular basis, consistently. Radiant health on a regular basis, consistently. And more. The other pathway is the Sacred Blueprint Certification Program for women architects, landscape architects, and interior architects. Now, when I say interior architects, I have to admit that I've been oscillating a bit with interior designers. I'm what I mean by that is that it is important that the interior architects know how to draw floor plans, site plans, interior plans, sections, right? Actually be able to carry through, let's say, like a building renovation. I'm open to mentoring younger architects who are just starting out. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but it is a requirement that you have some skills, some experience in drawing, floor, like scaled, dimensioned architectural drawings. If any of you are architectural designers in Ontario, this would be kind of like a BCIN. There are different names for it all around the world. It could be as well, but you need to prove to me, or prove, I don't want to put so much pressure on you, but you need to show me that you actually have the skills to draw plans and design buildings and design sites, okay? That's the difference. Interior designers who are just working with textiles and decor and color, while this is so important, and when I say just, it doesn't mean that I'm diminishing, like it's not a lower thing. It's just, this is the requirement of the certification program, because we are designing blueprints. We're actually creating blueprints. So the certification program, the Sacred Blueprint Certification Program, begins in 2026. I will let you know when the doors open officially. If you are interested in being certified by me and joining this incredibly powerful global movement and community of priestess architects, I will add the link for you to sign up for the waitlist, and I will be sure to get my team to send you all the information once we have it all put together. It's soon. I'm so excited. So we've got those two programs. The VIP Ephesus Retreat is an intimate container, and so there are very few spots. And so I recommend that you get your application in if your soul is like, ah, oh, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. Listen to that vibration. Listen to that being within you, okay? You may be worried like, oh, how am I going to get all the way to Turkey? How am I going to get this? How am I going to get this organized with my family and my children and all of that? I know that there could be a lot of obstacles, mind chatter, etc., right? Perceived obstacles, rather. All the women who have just jumped in and filled out the application, all right, have started to already set some incredible manifestation steps in motion in their life. So just by listening to your soul's yes, and just taking the step to apply, will already start to open up so much for you. Now, that said, you are applying, and so it doesn't mean that you are committing yet, nor does it guarantee that you're going to be accepted. You know, this container is not for everyone. But for the ones who really hear the call, the vibrations and the sensations and the yeses and the nudges and the shivers and the right? Those feelings that you can't even describe in words, just go for it. Watch the magic. Watch how the mystery will start to open up for you. So the links are down in the captions below. And I can't wait to have you in our container. The VIP Ephesus Retreat, I didn't give you any dates. We are gathering May 11th to May 16th, 2026. And The certification program begins in 2026. I'm still working with my team to determine the optimal time to begin. That's coming very soon though. So get on the wait list for that. And application link is also available for the VIP Ephesus retreat. You're going to see a video after today's episode coming up next, if you are watching the YouTube video, of our beautiful VIP Ephesus experience gathering, which will give you a taste of the beautiful sacred architecture and the sacred journey that you will embark on and make a pilgrimage to, and the sisterhood, the joy, the beauty, all of it. All right. Happy New Year. 2026 is a big year, everyone. It's a big year, and I'm so honored to serve you and support you within the Sacred Blueprint community. All right. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, Gule Gule.